My name is Hayward Evans, and I was born in 1952 here in Seattle, Washington. It was my mother, my uncle, a few other relatives, and they moved here in 1946 from Kentucky and from Junction City, Kansas. My uncle would say anything south of the Canadian border was the South. And growing up in Lexington, Kentucky, extremely racist then. Prior to them integrating the city of Lexington, they had a city that was called Nicholasville. So the slaves and the poor folks and the black folks had to live in Nicholasville, then take buggies or whatever to get back into town into Lexington. The majority of the African Americans, again, around that era, came to the Seattle area because of the military. The majority of the influx in the central area came at the end of World War II. Seattle was known for redlining. Seattle had districts that if you're an African-American, you couldn't even buy into them, and that was by law. So what happened is everybody was restricted to the central area. The central area came into being because of, they called him Big Bill Gross, William Gross. William Gross owned one of the hotels downtown. He's a black guy, haircuts, restaurant, the whole nine yards. Well, there was a black influx of workers because they were living in Roslyn doing coal mining. A lot of black folks started moving downtown. Well, people downtown got a little upset. So old man Yesler talked to William Gross, who was the leading businessman at the time in the African-American community, and he basically gave or sold very cheaply all the property around 23rd and Madison, that whole area. And so he asked the blacks to move there. This is when you would look at First Hill and it was all trees. So they sort of moved us to the outskirts, if you will, the outskirts of what they consider the city, which is old Seattle downtown. And that's why the black people ended up congregating there. And then in order for you to get a loan, there were certain requirements, i.e. I will not loan you money to buy, even though you might qualify, I will not loan you money to buy a house over in this area. And back then, the Prince Hall Masons were very, very powerful here in the central area. Because of the Masons, they had internal lending within that organization. Then they had a couple little clubhouses. They had their own little nightclubs. And at these nightclubs and gambling establishments, they had lending opportunities. So everything was really forced upon them to work together as a community and a collective. But the Prince Hall Masons were extremely, extremely powerful. And that was the primary lending institution.